Yes, this is General Galen Shaw, and welcome to today's BSP pre-show. That's what I've been told that this is called. Now, I have to tell you right now, at present, Phil Hendry's out of commission, so is Jackie and my wife Patsy, all three of them. Patsy returned to our room here at the Pillars Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, I agreed to come here to South Florida and to assist Phil in his productions here for the weekend. Patsy and I are leaving for Los Angeles first thing in the morning, and here I am, well into the new day, and I'm sitting here like some chump doing his pre-show for him. Do I feel like that? Who's the clown? I'm not a big reader, but I understand that Tim Sawyer, you know, the book by Mark Twain about Tammy Sawyer, Tim Sawyer, Tom Sawyer, that was it. And he was painting a fence, and some ass came along, and he made it. I don't know how it goes, but anyway, it's a great American classic story. Well, I'm that guy. I'm not Jack Sawyer. I am the ass that walked along and was given the paintbrush and told, you go ahead and do it, and there I am. Now, so I don't get it, but I'm sitting there on a sidewalk painting a fence with my legs spread. Anyway, let me just tell you how things have been going here. Phil's birthday was celebrated over the weekend, and it was celebrated by one and all, and that means hardly anyone. As you know, Phil is not one to make a big deal out of his birthday. Is that because he doesn't want birthday presents? No, it's the fact that he doesn't want anyone to know how old he is. And I'm not about to tell you because I can't add that far up the... Well, there was a joke there and I blew it.
Can't add the thing.
That's all right, Dickman. I can't add.
Yeah, you know how to add that height.
I don't know how to add that high. All right, thanks very much, bud. Just put the water there and the Coca-Cola.
Got the Coca-Cola and...
All right, that's good, bud. You go off to your... Wherever you're...
I'm staying down the hall.
That's great. You and Vivian?
Yeah.
So, Dickman's here, too. I forgot to tell you about that, but he didn't want me to let you know because he's not supposed to... I'm just kidding around, Dick. I mean, bud. I was going to say the authorities don't allow him more than 50 miles away from... L.A. County, but that's a joke. So, what the hell is this? What the hell is R.C. calls it? I wanted Coca-Cola, but... So, in any event, we've had a very pleasant stay of a few days here in South Florida. We all came over here to the beautiful Pillars Hotel in Fort Lauderdale over the weekend. Alan, a great server, was here. Mallory at the desk... Fantastic. The room is beautiful. A private patio where we can enjoy the beautiful Fort Lauderdale, whatever you call it, the Intercoastal Canal. Now, they also have and Phil was jazzed about this, but up the street, you might have seen this on his Facebook post, and we'll try to plug that in, I guess. I don't know if we can plug it into the video today. A parking garage. This is a parking garage here in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And what are you doing now?
It's some cakes.
What do you mean some cakes?
You wanted the...
Yes, I wanted some of the... hold on, folks. I wanted the mousse and the whipped cream.
Yeah, they just have these.
These look like Hostess Twink. All right, never mind. I wanted some of Phil's birthday cake. They gave him a very beautiful little... You know, they had the mousse and all of that. Now, what are the... And Dickman goes and gets me two Hostess Twinkies. And I'm supposed to believe that's what he had.
I swear to God.
Oh, bullshit.
I swear to God.
So, just give me the Twinkies, okay? Thanks a lot, bud. Here's a five.
For what?
It's a tip. So, anyway, out the window here of the room that they gave me... And it's actually a very beautiful room. Patsy's asleep in the bedroom. In this sort of mini suite that I have, is this beautiful, what looks to be, parking garage. Well, it doesn't look like a parking garage. It actually looks like a Martian spaceship ready to blast off. But they tell me that in daylight, it's where you park a car. So that's what they have done here at the beautiful, city of Fort Lauderdale. They're lighting up their parking garages. The city is gorgeous, and the weather has been lousy. We had Tropical Storm Sally, is the name of that, and I'm given to understand they named these in alphabetical order. So the next one is Tropical Storm, or the Tropical Depression, or Tropical Bipolar. What I don't know what they call it. What is it, bud?
It's coming, Timmy.
Bullshit! It's not Timmy. Give me the right name, or I'm.
I'll go look again.
Dickman is helping me produce here this pre-show. Like, I really should need a producer. All I'm doing is talking into a microphone, and then I'm going to go to sleep. We also, by the way, have a special video cast for you here for the on-the-road, portion of the Phil Henry Show. The actual show today will be an encore show from September of last year, and we hope you enjoy that. So what is the...
It's Tropical Storm Tim, or Timmy.
It isn't Tropical Storm Timmy. Oh, man. I think it's Terry. Go look it up again.
Yeah, right.
It's Tropical Storm Terry or Teddy or Tour. I know it's not Timmy. They wouldn't dare call a tropical storm that could eventually turn into a murderous hurricane Timmy. So don't... Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is the news and the word that we're currently getting here from South Florida. The next tropical... So the tropical storm that blew through here, and I say blew with all due respect... it was a big blow. Very, very rough weather here yesterday, but today, gorgeous, as we all had dinner on the patio, and Feted Phil celebrated his birthday as...
the breakfast.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have breakfast. However, the weather has calmed down. So that, and we don't have a tropical storm as yet. My understanding is
Tropical Timmy.
It's not Tropical Timmy. Do you want me to beat you, Dickman, to the point of near death? Not that I would actually do that. Would you like that?
If
I'm of a mind?
Yeah.
Anyway, Tropical Timmy.
Tropical Storm Tammy.
It's not Tammy, because you can't have two women in a... Tropical Storm Terry. Terry, that's it. It doesn't even exist yet, I don't think. I don't think it... in case there is a tropical storm, it'll be called Terry. Right? Yeah, the one that they just had is Sally, Q-S-T-U. So the one after that would be a female. What would it be?
It would have to be Tropical Storm Ursula.
Ursula, there you go, Ursula. Very good, bud.
Yeah. That's the man's name.
No, it's not a man's name, and you know it isn't. All right, I'm all done with Dickman. You can leave now, bud. Quit dancing around. Get out of here. Thank you very much, Bud Dickman, for that fantastic information that the next tropical storm after Timmy is Ursula. And then I guess Q-R-S-T-U-V, then it would be Victor, W, and then it would be Wanda, X, then it would be Xavier, Y, it would be Yvette, Z, it would be Zoilo, or Zorro, Tropical Storm Zorro, or Hurricane Zorro, right? I don't know. All right, from all of us here in Fort Lauderdale, enjoy today's encore show and, of course, our video cast with me, General Galen Shaw. General Galen Shaw on the pre-show of the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Binkies, Blankets and More, 1516 downtown in Chowderton. Binkies.